Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SBCA of Anne Arundel County. Yesterday, I recorded a local business spotlight for next Saturday, and I am going to go out on a limb here and say it was the most spectacular setting I have ever recorded one of these. Intrigued? You want to tune in on the 20th. Anyhow, we do have some news, so let's get into it, shall we? Yesterday, the Anne Arundel County Department of Health issued a health alert following the confirmation of a rabies case in a raccoon found on Lee Boulevard near John Marshall Park in Shadyside. If anyone came into contact with the raccoon found on April 5th, please seek medical treatment. Also, if your pet has any unexplained wounds. The department did emphasize the importance of rabies vaccinations for pets, cautioning against letting them roam freely and advised the public to avoid contact, of course, with wild animals, especially those known to be carriers of rabies, like raccoons and bats. The Maryland Department of Transportation's State Highway Administration is encouraging the use of its real-time traffic map in response to the disruptions caused by last month's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The map is accessible at chart.maryland.gov, and it provides live updates on traffic conditions across the state highway system, which has seen increased congestion, especially on routes I-95, I-895, and I-695. The administration is advising motorists to plan for longer commutes and exercise caution, particularly in inclement weather. And I will say that's probably an understatement because my kid lives up in Highland Town and he added purposely 45 minutes to his commute to compensate for it. And it was not nearly enough. He was only going to Fort Meade. The Pride of Baltimore 2 is back in Baltimore. Yesterday, as we were all looking at the eclipse, the Pride was sailing up the Chesapeake Bay. The ship was temporarily stranded here in Annapolis due to the collapse of the Key Bridge, and Captain Jan Miles described the journey back through the alternative channel as a very solemn experience passing the site of the collapsed bridge. The ship's return to Baltimore Harbor allows for necessary maintenance and participation in some scheduled events, including deck tours at the Fort McHenry National Monument. But she's going to be back in Annapolis for the Annapolis Spring Sailboat Show, which comes into town April 26th through the 28th. Lastly, the Annapolis Town Center has announced the addition of three new tenants in the health and wellness sector: Skin Spirit, Rowan, and Nava Health. Skin Spirit specializes in aesthetic skin treatment, Rowan is a nurse-performed body piercing place, and Nava Health is an integrative medicine, but I'm not sure what that really means. The center's management, Trademark Property, says this is all part of the center's ongoing evolution, which is going to be emphasizing a focus on health and wellness services. Up this Saturday on the Local Business Spotlight, since we talked to the Inner West Street Association last week, it only seems natural to speak to an Inner West Street business. With that, you can look forward to Catherine from Annapolis Collection Gallery, one of my stops for gifts this past Christmas. And by now, you do know the drill. Please let your friends, neighbors, and colleagues all know about our daily news recap email. It is free. It comes to your email inbox every night at 7 p.m., and it'll keep you up to speed on all the top local news stories. And it's paywall free. Many thanks, as always. All right, let's put this puppy to bed with a quick thank you to you and also to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief: Annapolis Subaru, the SBCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you're going to find. And Bridget, also known as Beeper Buzz, is here with Annapolis After Dark. And honestly, that woman is out every single night and still holds down a 9-to-5 job as well. I have no idea how a person of her age does it. Anyhow, all that's coming your way in just a bit, so stick around.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Wednesday, April 10th. Yesterday was awesome out across the Annapolis region, with tons of sunshine and warm temps, which was a nice follow-up to Monday's solar eclipse. So now, if we can just get some rainbows, maybe a meteorite, and then a large water spout or two going right down the middle of the Severn River without causing any damage, of course, then we might really be onto something. And since the forecast calls for a chance of rain each day, today through Friday, some rainbow action is actually possible, with the greatest threat for rain today being in the AM hours, with highs today back up in the 70s, with temps near 70 degrees again tomorrow, with rain likeliest in the PM hours lasting into Friday morning, with showers and thunderstorms possible, along with winds gusting to 30 plus miles per hour, especially tomorrow night into the overnight hours of Friday morning, before skies then start to clear out Friday afternoon and Friday evening, ahead of a sunny weekend with temperatures in the mid 60s or so Saturday, with more breezy winds, ahead of a great day Sunday with highs in the low to mid 70s. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service, and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. The music scene in Anne Arundel County is popping, and sometimes it's hard to sort through it all. From blues to pop, from funk to ska, Beeper Buzz has it all covered for you in this week's Annapolis After Dark.
Good morning, Annapolis. Beeper Buzz here with your Annapolis After Dark weekend music highlights for Wednesday, April 10th through Sunday, April 14th. Go to the socials for Annapolis Streaming and Beeper Buzz, and also all three websites for the full schedule. We update the Facebook posts and all websites with changes and cancellations, so you know before you go. AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com. Live music for today, Wednesday. It's Classical Music Happy Hour Week at 49 West with Pam Godfrey and Paula Switterlish. Every second Wednesday, Adam Forbes of Sidewalk Soul will be at Santa Joe's on West Street, and Ryan Cozell is back at Middleton Tavern. Around the county, the weather is also warming up, and that means more places are adding music back. Music is back on Wednesdays at Blackwall Barn and Lodge in Gambrels, and kicking it off is Christy Allen. Loose Change will be at Pirates Cove down in Galesville. Joey Fitz will be at Langways in the Crofton Gambrels area. And under my other things to do, karaoke at the Szechuan Inn in Severna Park. Thursday, get to the point for Brian Ewald. In Annapolis, Moran Trip Band will be at Dark Horse. Around the county, music is back at Gina's Cantina on Thursday in Millersville. And kicking it off this week is Alex G. Lee of Three White Guys with Susie Lennox Music. Up in Nadena, Joe Bryan will be at the Rumor Meal in Pasadena. And under my other things to do, open mic night returns with George Evans at Severna Park Tap House in Severna Park. Friday Night Music in Annapolis. Alex G. Lee of Three White Guys will be with Chrissy Scott at Annapolis Market House. Mac Heat will be heating things up at Santa Joe's on West Street. George Evans will be singing for the late night crowd at Ram's Head Tavern. Moose Jaw Bluegrass will be at Annapolis Smokehouse. And DJ FO4 will be on the ones and the twos at Chart House in Eastport. Music around the county, start with Happy Hour with Lost and Found Trio Band at Twain's Tavern in the Pasadena-Severna Park area. Beatless with Scott Voorhees will be at Mother's and Arnold. Kevin Pollock and Doghouse Blue will be making their debut down at Bayside Inn down in the Mayo Edgewater area. Firekite will be keeping you dancing at Coconut Joe's in Edgewater. And Chris Button will be at Langway's in the Gambrel's Crofton area. Over on the shore, Joe Bryan will be at Ram's Head Shore House. And under my other things to do, a pop-up open mic night with Tiger Lily and Hurricane Kevin at Azure Annapolis inside the Westin Hotel in Park Place. Saturday in Annapolis, John Jensen will be at 49 West earlier in the day. Saturday night, Higher Hands will be at Santa Joe's on West Street. Moran Trip Band will be at Middleton Tavern downstairs. The Grilled Lincolns will be at Dark Horse. And around the county, start the day in the Cape at the historic Goshen Farm and Educational Center in Cape St. Clair. Music will be by Allison Tomes, Possum and Sook, CB and JB, and High Tide. This is a free event and family-friendly. Also on Saturday, Brody Keene will be at Severna Park Tap House. Mike Sharp will be at O'Loughlin's in Arnold. Loose Change Full Band will be at Mother's in Arnold. Pete Best of Peterbilt will be at Killarney House in Davidsonville. Meerkat Nation will be rocking Ram's Head Roadhouse in Crownsville. David Sparrow is back at Blackwell Barn and Lodge in Gambrel's. And the Minor Fall will be playing 90s night at Crooked Crab in Odenton. The band is playing a set list chronologically starting from 1990 and going up until 1999. That should be a fun one. Sunday Fun Day in Annapolis, start with brunch at Bread and Butter Kitchen in Eastport with music by Bridget and Dawn of Guava Jelly Duo. Wendell Live will be singing the tribute to Sinatra at Carpaccio's in Annapolis. West Street Revival Band will be at Dark Horse. Music will be at Peerless Runs Club in Eastport on Sunday with Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble from Sunset, Louisiana. Food and drink will be available and a mini Zydeco dance lesson at the first break. All are welcome. It's $25. Around the county, Leather Chair Concerts are back at Trip Records in Edgewater, and this Sunday will be Moran Trip Duo with Ryan and Shane from Moran Trip Band. And Moon Cherry will be at Crooked Crab up in Odenton. Remember, these are just the highlights. Find the full schedule of music for all of Annapolis and the surrounding areas on the Annapolis Streaming Facebook event and on the websites AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com, spelled BEEPRBUZZ. Add any of the three websites to the homepage of your cell phone, and then they become an app. Then it's just two clicks to the music anytime. I'll see you out there.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine. Nothing else can make me feel so fine.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.